Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 11th of May, the synchronous 131st day of 2026, leaving us 234 days on our journey to 2027. 19th century American romanticist Nathaniel Hawthorne tells us in the opening lines of his short story, The Maypole of Marymount, that May or her mirthful spirit dwelt all year round at Marymount, sporting with the summer months and reveling with autumn, and basking in the glow of winter's fireside. Through a world of care she flitted with a dreamlike smile, and came hither to find a home among the lightsome hearts of Marymount. To be sure, Hawthorne's earliest foreshadow at the onset is jollity and gloom were contending for an empire. Many of us have heard about the short-lived colony of Marymount, established 400 years ago at Mount Wollaston in what soon became Braintree of Massachusetts Bay Colony, and eventually Quincy. At Marymount in May, Thomas Morton and other non-Puritans erected a maypole and conducted a May Day revel, where colonists and Native Americans had been invited. Of course, jollity and gloom comprise a dichotomy as old as time, each offsetting the other. Without contrast, we humans have a difficult time defining anything. Every morning I go through this when swimming in a pool whose temperature is frequently in the mid-70s Fahrenheit, and then immediately afterward I'm standing in a shower that's in the high 90s. My youngest child will see the last of his 40s this year, but children, no matter their age, are always children to their parents, so I frequently think of Gabe when he was young and lighthearted and almost extrasensory, like the subject of Tracy K. Smith's God of Song. My son listens into daylight, head tilted, eyes tuned past the range of the scene. What he seeks to see is vibratory, a butterfly's itch, the pitch at which a mind is freed to dart, spark, break into flight. His gaze rakes space. What does his ear see? Beads of breath rising from the body of a bee, a whiff of rain batting a new green leaf. I watch him, tall as a man with cheeks soft as plums, coax music from pure air, trash bins dragged across pavement, an ant staggering under the weight of a crumb. I've watched him birth a tune, held in that right like a moth in porch light, dispeller of sorrow, flame maker at the holy pyre, all that repeats, though it might tear out from the breast and ravage the air on its way to the timid heart in its hollow lair, all that repeats is sweet. Sand in honey. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Baron Munchausen, Harriet Quimby, King Oliver, Irving Berlin, Margaret Rutherford, Salvador Dali, Phil Silvers, Camilo José Cela, Denver Pyle, Yvonne Fernault, Eric Burdon, Martha Quinn, and Natasha Richardson. And a noteworthy historical significance, today in 868, the Mahayana Buddhist Diamond Sutra was printed in Chinese and has since become the oldest known dated printed book in the world. Today in 1068, Matilda of Flanders, wife of William the Conqueror, was crowned the first Queen of England. Today in 1910, Glacier National Park was established in the Rocky Mountain wilderness of northwestern Montana. And today in 1956, Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley made his first entry on the United Kingdom pop charts. Heavenward, the next couple of mornings, about 45 minutes before sunrise, look on the eastern horizon for our waning crescent moon as it appears to shine near the planets Saturn and Mars. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this eighth week of spring, the 20th week of 2026, the second full week of May. Keep the faith.